Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, everyone, and welcome to Dr. Louisa on this beautiful Tuesday, talking about domestic abuse, domestic violence. And we're talking about toxic relationships or abusive relationships. We hope that you have something handy to write down information, especially the number that you will need to call in to speak to someone at the National Domestic Violence Hotline. They have trained individuals waiting to assist you. If you only want to just call and just vent because you think something is wrong within your relationship. Once again, we thank you for tuning in on today. And we are about to approach a very important holiday, Thanksgiving, and we want everyone to be abreast of the fact that you really need to take your time during the holiday and treat yourself to be wise in making your decisions. So at this time, we're going to start off by giving you the National Domestic Violence Hotline phone number. That number is 800-799-SAFE. The last four digits are 7233. Once again, that number is 800-799-7233. You are also able to chat online. That site is thehotline.org, thehotline.org. You may chat live. And you may also text the word START, S-T-A-R-T, to the numerals 88788. They are available on these three different areas to speak with someone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And this is an anonymous digital service, a one-time confidential contact between a user and advocate in which you are identifying no information. Your safety is always first. The hotline is personal. Individuals that call, and they call concerning about family members, friends, or survivors, even some abusive partners seeking to change themselves. Very strict guidelines are used, and the hotline has a consent and ethics policy. Your information will not be divulged to anyone. So please, 800-799-7233, or you may text the word START to 88788. Or you may go online to thehotline.org and chat live. So let us, why do people abuse other people? First, we want you to know that abuse is never okay. No matter what kind it is never okay. And if you find yourself in an abusive relationship, you are not alone. There are many people that are victims to emotional, psychological, and verbal abuse involved in a relationship and really do not know what is going on but know that something is wrong. And we are here through this radio broadcast to share information to make you aware and also that you may educate others on the red flags and signs of being abused by someone. Some of the toxic signs of romantic relationships are being relationships. And just to let you know, you may always go back and listen to our previous recordings because you will find more detailed information. When you just meet someone for the first time, lying or exaggerating or insisting to move in, that's a red flag. If someone is behaving irrationally, persistently accusing you of cheating, resenting your time with family and friends, this is jealousy, another red flag. Insisting you only spend time with them, making you emotionally, psychologically dependent on them, that's isolation, another red flag. Control. Checking your cell phone or showing up
uninvited at your home or your school or your job, that's control, another red flag. Saying you are overweight, stupid. Now, I think this comes about maybe after you've been in a relationship for a while. And I can't really think. I think when I got married, I was probably maybe a size 8, and I went up to a size 10, and I was being told that I was overweight, in which I was not. But I was already involved in the relationship, married. So that is criticism, another red flag. So if you find yourself in one of these categories, you will need to reach out to family and friends, someone that can support you in how you're feeling and what you think is going on. And you may also call the hotline, which is 800-799-7233. And also, we would like to give you an opportunity to call in. You may call in to the broadcast if you want to share information. And that phone number is 563-999-364. I try to enter it within the scan that comes up about the show, but it doesn't allow you to do it. I had to take it off. So I was going to, the number was inserted, but I had to remove the number. So if you want to call in, that number is 563-999-3694. And as a matter of fact, you may call in, you know, at any time during the broadcast and voice your concerns. Okay, so some people may seem like caring, but it is manipulation exerting power of control. Some people take positive experiences from growing up. Romantic relationships are approached by what experienced when young, deeply rooted how you were raised, what you were seeing, believing, experiencing, feelings. Some take positive experiences and hold on to them while others remember bad experiences and try to avoid making the same mistake. Then some take it to the extreme. That is, they never receive love and affection while young, and this may be why the person craves and will do anything to get what they want, and which may be the start of a toxic relationship. Hostility, first not noticeable. You may ignore, dismiss, or pay attention to the signs, picking fights, getting on the partner's nerves. These are all signs of a toxic relationship. Once again, dishonesty, lying, stealing, keeping information from the other comes along also. Dishonesty. This is to come in the form of one partner criticizing the opinion or interest of the other. Another example of this is destroying something that belongs to the victim. Once again, these are all red flags. These are red flags, information you may pass on to others. We have about, looks like, 4 or 5 more minutes left. Also, intimidation is when a person exercises control over aspect of someone's life by making the person timid or fearful, threatens violence or to break up or to keep the person from family or friends. These are all signs of toxic relationships. And just to let you know that domestic violence receives a lot of phone calls per day. And I think it's 20,000 calls per day is received by the National Domestic Violence Hotline in reference to people seeking help or just having questions or wanting to get some information. Abusive people attempt to isolate and control you. If you even have two of these things, you are in an emotionally abusive relationship. Controlling the finances, coercing you into spending all of your time together. We already mentioned criticizing or making fun of your friends, family, and coworker. Demanding to know where you are at all times. Using a GPS system to track you. Taking or hiding your car keys. We've already mentioned this one, accusing you of cheating. Monitoring you digitally, including text messages, social media, and email. This happened to me during the courtship phase, and I wasn't aware, you know, of what was going on. I just thought the person was just concerned about me and wanting to know where I was, just to keep tabs on me. But no, that's a sign of an abusive relationship, okay? And then also acting like they are always right and know what's best and are smarter. Those are signs of toxic, abusive relationships. We have 4 more minutes left. You may call in if you want to just verbalize how you're feeling. That number is 563-999-3694. No information will be given out over the air as to who you are, your phone number, or anything. Sometimes it's best to just vent and just talk about what you're feeling and what's going on. Here's a question for you. Does your partner have a bad temper? Has your partner ever threatened to hurt you or kill you? Has your partner ever physically hurt you? Is your partner unpredictable? Does your partner have low self-esteem? Do they appear to feel powerless, ineffective, or inadequate in the world, although they are outwardly successful? Do you sometimes wonder if you are the one who was crazy, that maybe you are overreacting to your partner's behavior? Do you sometimes fantasize about ways to kill your partner to get them out of your life? All of these are red flags that you are involved in a toxic relationship. We have 3 minutes left. You're welcome to call in. That number is 563-999-3694. 999-3694. And gaslighting is when a person tries to have you not believe what you see and what you hear as being right. For example, and I'm just going to use this as an example, when Donald Trump said that his crowd for his inauguration was larger than Barack Obama's crowd, that's gaslighting. That's getting you to believe something that's false to be true. Okay? We have about 60 seconds left, and let me give out that hotline number once again. That number is 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. Please do not be afraid to find someone that you really trust that you can talk to about what you think may be going on within your relationship. We thank you very much for listening, and we hope that you have a safe and happy holiday season that is coming up. And treat yourself well. Hold your head up. Know that you are a survivor. Thank you for listening, and may you tune in once again on next week. May the Lord continue to bless you and keep you. Amen. There's 10 seconds left if you want to call in. The time is over. Be safe.